Well, there's a dark side to the surging popularity of the cannabis extract CBD. An investigation by the Associated Press shows some sellers are substituting the cheap and dangerous street drug synthetic marijuana for CBD. The spiked CBD vapes have sent dozens of people to the hospital. For more on the investigation, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Holbrook Moore, the Associated Press reporter who wrote the story. Thanks for talking to us today. For starters, are we talking about stuff that's vaped or also the CBD drops that people buy?
Our story focused primarily on CBD vapes. The testing that we did was solely on vapes. Though information we gathered from a survey of states, we were able to find that there has been synthetic marijuana found in edibles, such as gummies.
Now, is this the stuff that people buy in dispensaries and in legal places?
This is. We bought the products that we tested all came from stores, legitimate stores, a CBD store in Maryland, one in L.A., and a convenience store down in Florida, and a convenience store in South Carolina.
So why is this happening?
As best we can tell, it's cheaper to put out these synthetics. Some people care more about the price point than they do about the quality, and they're just out to make a buck, and people are getting hurt because of it.
So CBD is not the part that gets you high. That's THC, and synthetic marijuana contains both CBD and THC?
No, synthetic marijuana is a man-made substance that mimics the effects of THC, only it's much stronger, but it's dangerous.
Okay, because when people are buying CBD, they're not trying to get high. I mean, they get it for a lot of different health reasons, is my understanding.
That's right. CBD is supposed to have, what believers say, CBD is supposed to have all the benefits of medical marijuana without the psychoactive ingredient that gets you high. But I do think there's two elements going on. You have people that unknowingly smoke this or vape this spike CBD and get sick. And then you have cases where a young person may go to a vape shop and buy a product and it gives them a buzz. They get high and then they tell their friends. So I think there's two things going on there with it.
Okay, yeah, the two things. And then as for the people who use CBD for health reasons, I mean, they're just not even getting it if they're buying this CBD or what's called CBD, but that's made up of the synthetic marijuana.
That's right. Some of the products that we had tested contain synthetic marijuana or K2 or spice, some people would call it, and had no CBD at all.
So was this, how do consumers tell? How can they tell what they're buying when they're going to, let's say, legitimate sources, when they're going to the legal marijuana shops?
I would say that they need to do research on the products they buy and look out for red flags. The products that we tested that turned out to have synthetics in them often didn't say who manufactured them or what the exact ingredients were in there. So I would just say, do your research before you use it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for the information. We appreciate it. That is Holbrook Moore. He's the Associated Press reporter who broke this story on synthetic marijuana being used in place of CBD.